This is Casey Currents. I'm Sylvia Maria Gross. Do you ever see something that catches your eye while you're walking or driving around town? Something that makes you turn your head in wonder as you pass by? Casey Currents explores these curiosities in an occasional series we call What Is That? Susan Wilson asked this very question each time she drove past the sprawling, elaborately decorated property in South Kansas City's Redbridge neighborhood. Finally, she just had to stop and meet the owner, who takes home and garden to a whole new level.
Between all of these typical suburban houses and lawns in Redbridge, you can't help but notice a cream-colored house with black shutters sitting on a quadruple lot. Swans and ducks are swimming on a large pond. Is this an animal sanctuary? But then there are the flower gardens, sculpture displays, and unusual swings. And if I pass by during the holidays, the corner is ablaze in twinkling lights and elaborate decorations. When I finally stop by, I find owner Pamela Bowen doing what she loves, hanging out with her animals. Black and white speckled hens with brilliant red combs scurry by her. A white swan walks authoritatively up to Pam and me, as if to see what is going on.
That's Mr. Swan.
Hi, Mr. Swan.
He's just great. He rules the roost around here. And he's really tame as long as you don't touch him. He just doesn't want to be touched. And here comes the old man goose. He's the oldest goose. He can hardly make it.
Pam is a high school teacher and world traveler. She's athletically built, with salt and pepper hair that falls just below her chin. And she was born in this house. It's hard to imagine now, but farmland and fields covered this area in the late 40s. The house was built in 1947 by Pam's father, a pharmacist and machinist. Her parents were married there, and she has fond memories of riding in a cart behind her father's lawnmower.
I can remember the cows coming across the street, and Warner Road was a one-lane country street, and there were only about a few cars a day that went down it in the late 40s and early 50s.
Pam leads me to a pond down a leaf-strewn path. A large plume of water is shooting up from the center of the greenish pool. My eye is immediately drawn to a curvaceous wrought-iron bridge with a red and white rowboat named Anna docked underneath.
That was my mother's name, so it's Anna the rowboat's named after her.
The bridge is one of many structures Pam has built herself. She learned carpentry, concrete, and other construction skills from her uncles. Her love of animals compels her to create homes that are customized for each animal species, like miniature horse Pepper, who has a small stable. But the animals can't just have any house. Pam painstakingly creates unique designs for her animal abodes.
Everybody has their own house, and because I have a split level down here, and one side is where the chickens live, and another side is where another set of chickens live. Then I have my gingerbread house that I made off of. Every wall is crooked on it, and the roof and all four walls are crooked. And it took me about 3 months to make it, and it was taken off of a birdhouse, but it looks like Cinderella's house.
We walk past grapevines heavy with fruit and a largish brown house with mint green scallop trim. Pam's goat Nanny perched contentedly on this roof for years, until she was too old to climb. Now a younger goat has taken over the roof. Pam's uncle helped her outfit the house with a concrete roof so the goats wouldn't fall through.
Well, they like to live on mountaintops and on edges. They like up off of things.
I see.
And, the roof is curved so it conforms to the goat. When it lays down, it's so comfortable up there for him because it's curved on top.
Pam leads me to a whole different world in the back of the house, where there are beautiful gardens, fountains, and life-size sculptures of women. But it's the front of the house that grabs neighborhood attention. Pam became passionate about decking out her property for the holidays after her family won a Christmas lighting contest years ago. Now she's always on the lookout for unique decorations for Easter, Halloween, and Christmas holidays.
Like, I have 800 red lights on the bridge for the Red Bridge. This is the Red Bridge area and the Red Bridge, the real Red Bridge down on Red Bridge Road. And then a gazebo has 400 lights. I do that the next weekend. And then I try to bring all the reindeer up. And then right after Thanksgiving, I spend about 4 days putting everything out.
This month, Pam is getting ready to put up Halloween decorations. And one of her favorites is a witch that flies into a tree. Pam started really focusing on improving the property after college. She was influenced by her mother's love of puttering in the yard, and she says her property is no different from anyone else's.
And it really is not any different than anybody else's. But every year we'd receive a couple cards in the mail thanking us for just making people's lives happy. One time we received a card from a divorced lady, and she said every day when she goes home from work, she goes by our house, and it just makes her a little happier after her divorce.
No doubt some not-so-nice people have noticed the house, too. Once, a goat was stolen for a fraternity party. Political campaign signs were unceremoniously dumped in Pam's pond by supporters of the opposing candidate. And sometimes people just drop off animals at Pam's house.
Somebody dumped a rabbit off on us, just threw the poor rabbit over the fence, and I didn't see it. And my cousin found it. And so now I'm trying to make him, I've never had a rabbit before in my life, and I'm trying to make him a cute little house. So he has an area. I poured some concrete, and he just thinks that's great to stretch out on the concrete.
Not everybody can go to the length Pam Bowen goes to take care of her animals and beautify her landscape. But she has some advice for fellow homeowners.
I just think everybody needs to take care of their property and enjoy their property and try to make it shine as much as possible. I guess make people's lives happy.
For Casey Currents, I'm Susan Wilson in South Kansas City.
See photos of Pam Bowen's animals and animal houses on our website at kcur.org. And if you have a place you'd like us to investigate for our What Is That series, email us at kcurrents@kcur.org.